This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin State Superintendent Carolyn Stanford Taylor is calling for a $1.4 billion education funding increase over the next two school years. The Department of Public Instruction released its budget ask Monday night. It would restore the state's commitment to fund two-thirds of school districts' expenses, and it would put more money towards special education, mental health, students living in poverty, and English learners. In her State of Education address in September, State Superintendent Stanford Taylor said she was crafting a budget under the shadow of the COVID-19 pandemic and its disruptions to education.
This pandemic has laid bare the enormity of the access and opportunity gaps facing too many of Wisconsin's children of color, children living in poverty, children with special needs, and English learners.
Most of Stanford Taylor's spending proposals aren't specific to the pandemic and its effects, but they are directed to the most vulnerable students who may require even more support after this unusual school year. She's calling for a $370 million special education funding boost. This would cover an estimated 40% of public schools' total special education costs. Right now, the state covers less than 30% of special ed expenses. Julie Underwood, a UW-Madison professor emerita who advocates for public schools, says increasing special education aid would help districts serve all students, not just those with disabilities.
It may seem counterintuitive, but when the state doesn't reimburse the local school districts for their cost of special education services, the local school district has to reach into their general fund for all children and pay for that hole in the budget.
The Department of Public Instruction also wants to restructure how English language learners are funded so that every district with English learner students receives additional support. Students living in poverty would also bring districts extra aid under the budget proposal. Underwood says those two provisions are important steps toward equitable school funding.
Because children who are English language learners and children who live in poverty, both of those groups of children generally need significant help from public schools. And if the state doesn't recognize that, then local school districts have to carry that burden.
The budget would also boost mental health spending by $46 million, which would help schools pay for counselors, social workers, psychologists, and nurses. And it would give districts more money for their youngest learners by fully funding four-year-old kindergarten. The biggest spending increase would restore the state's commitment to cover two-thirds of schools' costs, which would boost general school aid by $850 million. But since districts are confined by per-student spending limits, that increase would actually help keep property taxes in check. Public schools experienced major enrollment declines this year, presumably because of the pandemic. DPI is proposing a change that would allow districts to use last year's enrollment numbers for state funding purposes. All of these budget priorities will now go to Governor Tony Evers as he prepares his biennial budget proposal. Evers' spending plan will then advance to the state legislature. In 2019, the Republican-dominated legislature slashed Evers' education proposal by more than half. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.